Hey, some Olympics news and talk for you here on WSW at 8:25. Your morning team, Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you. And in studio, I might be thinking, well, you're in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie, Art Lewis in your home studio. And you guys might be thinking that, you know, I'm going to do some kind of follow-up on the big news of Simone Biles, who's, you know, going to participate now.
Dig to the beam.
And that's big. I'm not denying that, but that's not the news I have here.
Go on.
Tell us your news.
You might think I'll be talking about that the sportsmanship being shown. You heard about that relay where apparently an American runner got tangled up with another runner. And
on the baton handle.
Yeah, they helped each other up and finished together.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
No.
Or the same thing happened in the high hurdle. Somebody tripped. Somebody else helped somebody up, and then
That's not it.
Or the high jumpers, you hear about
the high jumpers who shared the gold medal, right?
They were friends, didn't want to,
right?
No. I have an update in case you missed it in the gold medal match in women's doubles badminton.
All right, there we go.
I
actually watched some badminton yesterday.
Well, I tell you, if
slow weekend, huh?
Yeah, it was in many ways.
It was raining, and if I could, you know, if we had matches like this all the time, I mean, I might be willing to watch. So this was a match between China, the very favored team.
Mm-hmm.
China usually dominates in badminton. In fact, before the previous Olympics in 2016, they had won 5 straight golds in women's doubles badminton. They lost in 2016, so they were going to make their comeback here. But they were playing a team from Indonesia, big underdog. And, in fact, Indonesia won the gold medal in 2 games, 21-19 and 21-15.
Wow.
Emotions running so high on the court that both teams were screaming after winning points for themselves. Several times, it says here, disputes were going on between the two teams because of their opponents' request to change the shuttles.
Oh.
And at one point,
shuttlecock.
Yes, incredibly, during a point being played, while the point is being contested, one of the Indonesian players' rackets broke during the point.
Oh.
Doesn't say how. I'm imagining in an intense match like this, I can only imagine how it broke. But
yes.
She ran off the court while the point's being contested. Her partner's still playing. She runs off the court, grabs a racket, comes back on, and Indonesia wins the point. What intensity.
That's something that will live on in ages.
This is, you know, if all badminton matches were like this, I'd be watching that. This was for the gold medal.
I wonder if that was a stall where she was arguing the point while the other person had time to go get the...
Maybe.
Hey, there you go. You don't get intensity like this in every Olympic match, I got to tell you.
No, that's for sure.
No.
So,
that is true.
I can only hope there's some video that I can see the replay on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure you can.
I said, the other news, it's there, but this.
That is big. And congratulations. I think Michigan had a couple of silver medalists yesterday. BMX biking, I think, was one.
I think there was one.
And then there's one, she's from Berkeley, I think, and was the bodybuilder. The weightlifter. Yeah, got the silver medal in that one. So, hey, Michigan being represented.